50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
How you doing on this Football Wednesday, hump day, as the Browns get ready to take on the Cincinnati Bengals, preparation beginning in earnest today here in Berea. We're going to really dive into this game in detail with Solomon Wilcots. He will be on the call of Sunday's game for CBS Sports with Kevin Harlan, who will be doing the play-by-play. Solomon, of course, has seen a lot of this Browns team going all the way back to the draft. He was around here covering the draft, covering the Browns portion of it for NFL Network. Very knowledgeable guy when it comes to this football team, studies it closely. So we'll get his thoughts on the Browns, get his thoughts on Sunday's game. We'll also hear from Dave Lapham. That is the former lineman for the Bengals, offensive lineman for the Bengals years ago. Now the analyst on the Bengals radio network, and he can give us more information again on how this team has done since that Week 2 game between the Browns and Bengals in Cincinnati. And Josh Gordon, the man who caught two touchdown passes against the Giants last weekend, sits down with our own Jameer Howerton. We'll hear what's on Josh's mind. I think you're going to find that interesting as we go inside the locker room. And we'll also give you the latest on the community outreach stuff that the Browns do, which is each week. Renee Harvey, VP of Community Outreach for the Browns, always joins us to talk about that. And we always get your comments, your questions. Oh, you know, before I do that, the injury list, worth noting, because of who did not participate in practice. The notables, DeQuell Jackson suffered the head injury against the Giants. Didn't practice today. Travis Benjamin and Mohamed Masakwa, the two receivers recovering from hamstring injuries, did not practice. I think the team will be cautious with them. Jordan Norwood, foot injury, was listed as not practicing today. Another receiver, so that's a lot of receivers who didn't take place in practice. Dimitri Patterson out with an ankle from practice. And Ataba Rubin, the big D-tackle, very important guy in that line. Calf injury, did not participate in practice. We'll see how the rest of the week goes, but once again, the Browns going to rely on depth and more of their youth, especially on that D-line, to fill in those holes. Okay, your questions, your comments submitted to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, Browns_daily, and our email address, which is daily@clevelandbrowns.com. That's where we go, and voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. We go to the email inbox for our first question today from Aaron. He says, "Hi, Vic. I always enjoy reading your thoughts and hearing you on Cleveland Browns Daily. You are great at taking apart the positives and negatives from the team and providing good insight." Well, that's nice of you to say, Aaron. And he says, "And because you are so honest," okay, I know I'm getting set up here. "Because you are so honest, I need an honest answer for a tough question." Okay. "Are the Browns ever going to be a respectable team, or should I find a new city to root for?" Aaron writes. He says, "I grew up in Ohio rooting for Cleveland since I was born, and I have yet to see any sort of return for my fan investment." Wow. He says, "Cleveland fans are some of the toughest, most devoted people in the world." I fully agree with that. "But we have been given precious little to be proud of. I am incredibly tired," Aaron goes on to say, "of having people apologize to me when I tell them I like the Browns. Please be honest." I will be honest. "And I honestly believe there are better times ahead. And I believe you will hit those times in the not so very distant future." I say that largely because the infusion of new players on this team, when you look at who these guys are and who's among these guys, you are seeing legitimate high-end talent. We know by now who those guys are, and Trent Richardson will be the first name that will be mentioned by anyone. And frankly, and Brandon Whedon would be the other name that I'm going to put on this short list. And then others falling into that youth category of youthful but good players. But those two key pieces on offense have already made a significant difference in offensive production. We've seen it in points and yards. So much better than what we saw a year ago. Yes, we haven't seen victories, and 0-5 does not make this an easy answer to your question of encouragement, but I believe it is worth sticking this out and seeing this part of it through because I think it will pay off. They will get better, the younger players. They will produce more, and there is universal respect. I mean, I talk with a lot of people around this league, lots of media people who are former coaches, club executives, players. I mean, these are respected folks whose opinions I think do count and matter that you hear on the various national venues. They're people I've spoken with on a regular basis through my many years of covering this league, but especially since about the last, well, it's now been about 13 or so since I was 13 plus, since I started with NFL.com after 12 years of that moving over to the Browns. And I can say to you that they're impressed. They love what they see from Trent Richardson. They believe in what Brandon Whedon can do. They do. And they have no agenda. They're not will tell me when things suck. They're not sparing my feelings. They're not saying, well, in fact, they will say, Vic, sorry to tell you, this is a sorry team you're dealing with or whatever. I heard more of that last year, okay? Not hearing that this year. I'm hearing much more from the same types of folks, much more of the hopeful talk. That's where, for you, Aaron, I say stay with it. All right, and stay with us. We've got a lot more coming up for you. Solomon Wilcots from CBS Sports. He also works for NFL Network, but he will be on the call for CBS with Kevin Harlan on Sunday, Browns-Bengals at Cleveland Browns Stadium. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
Up my certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Did your day start out a little rough? Was it followed by a shave that was less than refreshing? Is the game far too close for comfort? Have you got that all-over edgy feeling? Dr. Hess can help with a full line of soothing udder ointment products, including Dr. Hess Bull Balm, a men's skincare product that soothes, refreshes, and moisturizes tough skin. Just the thing to put you back in the win column. Now available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey! Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's.
It's good mood food.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
What's the old saying? Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door. The trouble is, a lot of mousetraps aren't any better. They're just new. At Geico, we've been saving people money on car insurance since 1936. That's over 75 years of savings. It's simple logic, really. Why not go with the company that's invented the mousetrap? Of savings, that is.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
To matter where you look.
Other tire stores?
Also clubs?
Come on, challenge us.
Challenge Conrad's with anyone's best price, and we'll beat it on the tires you want.
You bring in a price, and we'll beat it.
Get up to $160 rebate on select sets of Ford, Goodyear, or Dunlop tires.
Thursday at 8 on Sports Time Ohio, let your voice be heard during the Taco Bell Browns Red Zone. Join Andre Knott and Mary Kay Cabot for the Taco Bell Browns Red Zone. Thursday at 8 on Sports Time Ohio.
Hurt in a car? Call KNR. 1-800-HURT-NOW. Kissling, Nestico, and Reddick.
With you on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, want to remind you to make sure you're with us on Friday, this Friday, because PNC Bank invites you to tailgate with the Browns, 4 to 7:30 p.m. at the PNC Bank on Aurora Road in Solon, 33400 Aurora Road in Solon. Be there, because this tailgate will include this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from 6 to 7 p.m., Hanford Dixon and Eric Metcalf will be there. They'll be part of the show, but they'll be on hand from 5:30 on to sign autographs, pose for pictures, just chat with you. Yours truly will be doing the same. Complimentary food and beverage will be served. Browns mascot, Chomps, on hand from 5:30 to 7:30. The Junior Backers Kids Club tent there. Please be sure to bring the kids with you. And hourly drawings for two tickets for an upcoming Browns home game will also be held. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Well, we're very happy to have with us right now Solomon Wilcots. He will be on the call for Sunday's game for CBS's coverage, along with play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. Solly, welcome back to the show.
Well, Vic, it's always nice to be on with you, and always nice to talk about the Battle of Ohio. This is a big one.
It really is, and I know you see and know a lot about this Browns team, really about both teams, your former team, the Bengals. Let's start, though, with the Browns. At 0-5, what do you see as far as a direction of where you can see this team going? Because it's easy to just say 0-5 and stop the conversation, but is there more to it than that, and do you see signs of hope?
When I compare this team to the 2010 team of the Detroit Lions, it was Jim Schwartz, I think, his second year there, and I remember just talking about that team, and I kind of talked about the Cleveland Browns heading into this year, that its win-loss record will not be a true indicator of the football team. I felt like the Cleveland Browns would be a lot more competitive in games as they were against the Philadelphia Eagles, as they were on the road early against the New York Giants, the defending Super Bowl champion. But being the youngest team in the league, that the losses won't really tell you just how hard they fight in games, how challenging they are to be able to beat, as they were in a Thursday night game for the Baltimore Ravens on the road. And that's kind of how I feel about this Cleveland Browns team. I don't look at the win-loss record. I look at how they compete and the changing mindset of the football team and how competitive they are and how close they are to turning the corner.
You, speaking from the perspective of a defensive back, former defensive back in the NFL, I think can have more appreciation for this than a lot of people. But how much of a difference do you see Joe Hayden's return making after that four-game suspension?
It's almost what Rex Ryan is experiencing after losing a Darrell Revis. Joe Hayden's a very good football player. I think he's respected around the league as a true cover corner, as a guy that's going to defend and kind of make an offense have to do things a little bit differently.
Right.
So you take him off the field, and now it opens up the entire field. And not only that, once you start moving corners around, it lessens what you have as your nickel corner, and now your three becomes a two, and your two have to become a one, which means a fifth guy who normally wouldn't play is on the field a little bit more. So it just really dilutes, and most teams can't come up with one good corner, let alone two. And now with the passing game being more prevalent, you're going to need three or four. And so I think you take Joe Hayden out of the mix, and it really does dilute the talent. As we saw in that game against the New York Giants, they kind of picked on a few guys, Buster Screen, Patterson, and other guys, where without his presence, I think it really hurt them on the back end.
Yeah, it was clear about that. And, you know, the other thing, too, that the Browns look at is the pressure they were able to get on Andy Dalton in that first game. They sacked him 6 times. They disrupted him, of course, for much of that game. And they didn't have Joe Hayden then. I would think, Solly, if you do the math, having Hayden back and doing the things that you just described, plus that pass rush, it should work out favorably for the Browns defense.
This is a huge game, I think, for both teams. This is a huge game for the Cleveland Browns, who feel like they've been sniffing a win. And I guarantee you, Coach Shurmur and all the coaches there are telling their guys, you're good enough to beat teams. And I think that's what they come away from that Giants game, like, wow, if we play a full 4 quarters, we might actually win a game. And I think they're selling them that, and I think they're going to get the kind of effort this week where they feel like if we just play 4 full quarters, let's see what happens. And I think it's good enough to close the distance between them and the Bengals. I think they're both right there. And I think from the game in week 2, I think they found that. And that's why it's a critical game, I think, for both teams. The Browns believe they can win it, but they want to go out and prove they can win it. And I think the Cincinnati Bengals understand that they're vulnerable against the likes of Trent Richardson, who really had a great game against them in week two.
Solomon Wilcots joining us from CBS. He's also with NFL Network, but he will be on the call with Kevin Harlan for Sunday's CBS coverage of the Browns-Bengals game. You bring up Trent Richardson and that performance he had against the Bengals, which was a breakout for him, but another strong game against the Giants last week. And, Solly, one thing that just seems to be showing up is the respect already that opposing defenses have for this guy, that you could just see the way they're kind of backing up and the way they're looking at him, and even on short gains they're getting piggyback rides by him. I mean, he is just a real force, and it looks like an intimidating one for opponents.
Vic, you know, I was there in Cleveland the whole week of the draft, and I told you, I said, if they draft this guy, he's going to bring a whole level of respect to the Cleveland Browns offense that they haven't had in years. He's going to open up levels and lanes on the back end of the defense for receivers to get open, because you have to respect the play-action pass. He makes defenders miss. The unblocked defender, the first one, can't tackle him, let alone the second or third guy. And what's even more amazing, and I think people need to realize this, I have never seen it before, where a rookie running back did not touch the ball in a preseason. Mm-hmm. And then he plays beginning week 2, or week 1 or 2, and starts the way that he did. For all practical purposes, the game against the Giants was his first regular season game, with the other 4 being preseason warm-up games for him, and he's already this effective. It's phenomenal when you put it in that perspective.
That's such a great point to make, that he is still having his preseason effectively and learning what he has to do, too. And I don't know that that's appreciated enough, Solly, as far as how he's utilized. Pat Shurmur has heard some second-guessing criticism about not having him on the field as often as folks who observe the team want Richardson to be there. But some of that, too, is he has to learn and know about all situations, right? And there are just some things as a rookie when it comes to either blitz pickup or running routes or those sorts of things. There are even the basics of running that he's still learning.
Well, there's no doubt, and basically it starts with pass protection. I think the running part, Vic, is the instinctual part for him that works. It works for Coach Shurmur. I think it works for everybody. But what you have to understand, it doesn't work for your quarterback when you decide to throw the ball and he has to pass protect or he has to blitz pick up. And what you cannot do is put him in there on plays where you say, well, we're just going to run him, so let's put him in. What you're doing, that's a strong indicator for defenses. Okay, Trent Richardson is in a game, everyone, and that's what they're saying in the huddle. They're running the ball.
Right.
Because the tendency has been that they take him out when they need to throw it because he's not ready for blitz protection. So you have to minimize what you're doing with him if the pass protection part of it, from a mental standpoint, hasn't taken hold. You cannot have that strong of an indicator for opposing defenses by putting him on the field only when you're running the football.
Solly, let's talk a little bit about Brandon Weeden and the development of a rookie quarterback, even though he's going to hit 29 years old this weekend, but he's still a rookie and very much a guy going through that learning, that developing, And it looks like, I mean, he's seen it all, some beautiful plays like that 62-yard touchdown pass, the highs of that to Josh Gordon, but to the lows of a pick six against Baltimore, an untimely pick against the Giants, and the psyche of that. How do you see him handling that, just what you've known of him through college and now entering the NFL, and what you're seeing on tape as far as his mindset, his mental strength to handle all this?
Okay, first of all, the talent is there. He is throwing the ball better than any Browns quarterback I've seen since they came back in 99. And I saw Tim Couch, I saw Derek Anderson when the team went 10-6 and didn't go to the playoffs, when he had Braylon Edwards, he had Keller Winslow, and he went to a Pro Bowl. And I've seen it all. I mean, I've seen all the guys. He can throw it down the field. You saw it on that rainbow pass last week to Gordon. But, yeah, there are growing pains that are you have to anticipate. These are the same ones that Tom Brady went through, Peyton Manning went through, Drew Brees went through when they first came into the league. And, you know, he had the double pass on one play that took back a throw. Then you had the interception that follows it. You said, you know, bonehead play, great play, you know, really bad play, another good play. It's all over the place. It's uneven, but that's what you have with rookie quarterbacks. The key is the upside is phenomenal, and he stretches the field, and he forces defenders to defend every blade of grass. I saw him throw, Vic, some balls over the middle of the field right between the teeth of defenders that were bullets for completions last week against a great Giants defense. I saw him in the Thursday night game. I was on that sideline watching him play against Baltimore. We still had him in the game up until the end. He's fighting against one of the best defenses. He's getting better, and that's what you want for a kid who's got tremendous talent. I think you've got to like what you're seeing from Brandon Wheaton because he's slugging and he's not shrinking under pressure.
Confidence is such a fragile thing in this league, and winning is really the only thing that breeds that. We've talked about the incremental progress that we see and all the positives that it's easy to point out among players. But where do you see this kind of going with the Browns, you know, playing at home and they're 0-5 and they're trying to convince themselves as much as anyone else that they are headed in the right direction? How do you see that psyche?
That's why I said earlier this is a critical game. I mean, this is a critical game for the Browns because you can only keep young guys believing for so long if you don't have the fruit after putting in so much labor. Eventually, you got to win one. And this is the week, I think, to do it against the Bengals, the dreaded rival within the state, within the division. They've lost, 12 consecutive games within the division, and now you're at home. And after playing really well, I thought, against the Giants, at least for 2.5 quarters, I think that now all that hard work and the effort and the talent you talk about with young players, it's got to show some fruit. If they can get a win here, you might see them sprout some wings a little bit. Mm. Again, I don't think the win-loss total is going to tell us at the end of the season about this team as much as when you put the tape on and watch it from game to game and play to play.
Great, great, great breakdown. Solly, appreciate your time.
All right, hey, I look forward to calling this game. I'm going to have fun because the Browns are the youngest team in the league, and I'm just watching all this talent kind of come together each week, whether it's Gordon, whether it's Whedon, whether it's Richardson. Each one of these players are getting better every week, Vic.
Well, we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. He is Solomon Wilcots. He will be paired with Kevin Harlan for CBS's coverage of Sunday's Browns-Bengals game. And we've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no! Why?
Well, mine's only a two-seater, and I have three kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony!
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Other tempting things, great times, great food, get to
some math for back to school that everyone can understand. The Loop's 10 for under 10 bucks. Fill up your tank with the Loop's signature creations for a limited time.
Great times, great food, too quick to stay glued.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings, too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace, they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person, which is why nothing's more effective than Alarm Force's live two-way voice monitoring. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice and just $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Gillingham Ford celebrating 55 years in the car business, and they want to continue creating the best car buying experience in Northeast Ohio. They'll make your next new car purchase fair, open, and honest. They guarantee it. Ford provides the best U.S.-made products on the road, like the all-new 2013 Ford Escape and the 2013 Ford Fusion. Gillingham provides the very best deals. Get your next car based on your needs, not what some dealer has the most of. Let Gillingham Ford put you in that new Ford today. Check them out. BobGillinghamFord.com. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma. That's between Ridge and Tiedemann off I-480. Whether you're West Sider, East Sider, Gillingham Ford always going to be on your side. Stop, call, or find them on the web. You'll see why Gillingham Ford is truly home of the real deal. And congratulations, Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in business and in the community. Gillingham Ford.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you here. And Sunday's game, by the way, against the Bengals is presented by your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers and the all-new 2013 Ford Fusion. Be sure to arrive to the stadium early Sunday as the first 16,000 fans will receive a free poster featuring some of your favorite Browns players, courtesy of your Northeast Ohio Ford dealers. And courtesy of our own Jameer Howerton, we have and take you inside the locker room. And today, Jameer catches up with wide receiver Josh Gordon. Take it away, Jameer.
Thanks, Vic. Josh, thank you for taking time out, man.
No problem.
Good to see you. Two catches for 82 yards and that first touchdown. What did you see on that play? Were you licking your chops when you saw that matchup?
Just a little bit. I mean, we were practicing it a whole lot in practice, you know, getting ready for that type of look that they gave us, the mismatch on me in the slot and a linebacker. And hopefully that's what they gave us, and they did in the game. And when we seen it, you know, Brandon looked back, he dropped back, and I had him over top pretty deep, and he just launched it. I went down and chased it down. I mean, it was a completion for us, so it was definitely a big help for us.
How long were you waiting for a play like that to happen?
Since I got here, really. Since I got here, since day one, I've been waiting for a chance to really just make an impact on the team a little bit and show what I could do for the city of Cleveland and just the guys here to really just help impact, you know.
Now, Coach said that you had a great week of practice. What did you do during that week to prepare?
I feel as though the tempo picked up a whole lot faster for me. I mean, a lot of guys were down, you know, due to injury and stuff like that. You know, like I was saying to some other guys, I was telling them, coming in and out of certain plays, you know, getting the reps, you really look off to the sideline, there's nobody coming in for it. You know, it's like the numbers are down drastically. You might be doing scout team stuff as well. And you really just got to fight back. You know, you really just got to fight it, you know, dig deep, find that character inside of you that really just says don't quit and that never say die attitude. And that's how I approached the week of practice. And, you know, it definitely contributed to the game and crossed over. So it helped me a lot.
Is it safe to say you're approaching this week the same way?
Got to approach every week like that now. There's no turning back from here.
Five regular season games under your belt. How comfortable are you feeling within this system?
Definitely a whole lot more comfortable than I did before. The game slowed down, you know, even looking at the ball coming out of his hands has definitely slowed down. Reading the defense has become easier. I mean, I'm feeling a whole lot more comfortable with it than I ever have before. Still a rookie, you know, in a sense, but definitely feel a whole lot more confident. So, yeah.
You got a chance to face the Cincinnati Bengals week two of the season. Let's just talk about what have you seen from these guys differently defensively?
I think after we watched film, they had a couple guys moved around from cornerback to safety, and I think that actually may benefit us a little bit. You know, seeing as those as a cornerback playing safety might bite down on a couple fakes or a couple under routes, leaving the behind routes over the top routes open for outside receivers like me and Greg. So hopefully that helps us out in our regard, but we'll definitely see what happens.
I know you can't give away the game plan, but what have you been working on just on a personal note?
You know, everything that we've been doing, I mean, just staying consistent, really. Just going 100% each time, you know, giving the quarterback a good look, working on the timing. So, you know, don't want to take any plays off and mess up a time that you can really be constructive for Brandon to when he can get it out there and whip the ball your way, you know, and give a good look for the defense. You know, just being consistent is the main key right now.
And what's it been like working with quarterback Brandon Whedon?
It's been great. It's been great. He's got a lot of velocity on the ball. He's definitely smart. You know, a guy that I look up to helps me a lot in the games. You know, we're definitely beneficial to have him here.
A lot of rookies within the locker room, but you look at that offensive side of the ball, yourself, Travis Benjamin, Trent Richardson, Brandon Whedon. Do you feel like a band of brotherhood, so to speak?
We really do. I mean, if you know, the gel it's taken us a little while to gel, but we definitely feel as though we're getting there, you know, and we don't really look down on any of the loss, anything like that. We're only looking at it in a positive light. It's really helping us progress a whole lot, you know. Us being a lot of young guys, I think we're average maybe 26 or 24 average age on the team, so a lot of young guys getting opportunities out here, and that's what we really like to see. I mean, can only help us moving forward in this season.
And lastly, to wrap it up, moving forward, what are some of the goals that you've set for yourself?
Being more of a contributor in the offense, I know I got my first start really last week, but I mean, continuing on through the rest of week 16 and hopefully throughout in the playoffs, if we get the opportunity, you know, I just want to go out there and make a name for myself, help contribute, just show to the coaches and to the quarterbacks you can really trust me, a guy that you could make a go-to wide receiver for the team in this league and really just be a part of the organization.
Well, Josh, thank you for your time and good luck to you, man. Back to you, Vic.
All right. Thank you, Jameer. Thank you, Josh Gordon. Coming up next, we're going to take a closer look at this Bengals team that the Browns will be taking on Sunday. Dave Lapham, former Bengals offensive lineman, analyst for the Bengals Radio Network, is going to join us to break it all down right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Up my certified pre-owned Ford Fusion tonight.
Sounds like you're buying a used car.
No. Certified pre-owned from Liberty Ford. Big difference.
Certified pre-what?
With a built-in 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Certified peace of mind.
Uh-huh. And what do they charge for that?
$189 a month, and I saved about $10,000 off the cost of a new one.
Wow! Certified pre-easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Quick Quaker Steak and Lube is the official wing of the Cleveland Browns. This season, get your souvenir Browns bucket at participating lubes while supplies last. Purchase a compact bucket of breaded boneless or award-winning wings, a bucket of lube chips or french fries, or a bucket of 1-inch thick-cut onion rings, and keep the bucket.
Great times, great food, too quick to steak and lube.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
RTA's new Sea Line Trolley is your best bet for exploring downtown Cleveland. Because every 10 minutes on weeknights and weekends until 11 p.m., you can ride free with a smile to the Horseshoe Casino, the theaters of Playhouse Square, and the clubs and restaurants of East 4th Street and the Warehouse District. It's like doubling down on a nonstop cross-town entertainment jackpot. The new Sea Line Trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
At Dave & Buster's, Sunday football is a big deal. A really big deal. A colossal, massive, gigantic deal. And that's just the TVs. Dave & Buster's is the perfect place to catch the game every Sunday because it's packed with massive screens for epic football action everywhere you look. When you want to watch the big game, you have to hit the big screens so you can catch every touchdown, tackle, and Hail Mary pass in its almost life-size glory. Even better, the Sunday deals are pretty huge, too, with serious savings on beer and appetizers. Score big at Dave & Buster's every Sunday. Learn more at DaveAndBusters.com. See store for details.
Hi, guys. What can I get you?
I'll have a soy chai vanilla chip dolce low-fat cappuccino, please.
What did you just order?
What?
A soy chai vanilla chip dolce low-fat.
Give us each a black coffee to go. He drives an import truck. Wishes he had a Ford F-150 like me. Tows more and hauls more than any other half-ton pickup.
Can I get whipped cream and sprinkles at least?
Let me think about it. No.
Little caramel?
Come on.
For a great deal on a built Ford Tough F-150, see your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer.
Nice to have the Gap Band to rejoin us here. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, taking care of that for us. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci with you. And Browns fans unite. Single game and three-game ticket plans are on sale now. Don't miss your chance to get tickets for the exciting upcoming matchups. Three-game ticket plans include the sold-out division games versus the Bengals on Sunday or the Steelers on November 25th. Call now for the best available seats, including club level. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. And joining us now is the analyst from the Bengals Radio Network, a former standout Bengals offensive lineman and a great friend, Dave Lapham. Dave, welcome to the show.
Appreciate the opportunity to visit, Vic.
Well, let me start, first of all, Dave, with this team that you cover. They're 3-2. Which is, okay, that's fine. I mean, they're above 500, but coming off that loss to the Dolphins, just how much has that impacted the psyche of this Bengals team?
Well, they definitely feel like they didn't take advantage of an opportunity. If you want to achieve your goal of being a playoff team, you have to win home games that you're favored in. And they just let the Miami Dolphins hang around. They had a couple of early turnovers in the football game, were only able to generate field goals out of those opportunities, and really never got on track offensively. Kevin Coyle, the former defensive backfield coach here in Cincinnati for 11 years, really put together a masterful game plan, and I think his defensive players knew how important the game was to him, and they executed it with vigor. I mean, they were flying around the football field, and that defense played outstanding football all day long and never allowed the Bengals offense to get in sync. Defensively, the Bengals played well enough to win the football game, but offensively didn't give enough support.
Yeah, in watching tape of that game, I could see the struggles, and it certainly looked like Andy Dalton was uncomfortable all day long, whether it was the rush itself or the coverages. He just never found a groove.
You're right, and what Kevin decided to do was not let A.J. Green beat him deep. You know, he turned A.J. Green into a possession receiver. He said, you know, you're going to have to go short intermediate routes. And A.J. did that. You know, he had 9 catches, but for like 60 yards, and he turned into a possession receiver, literally. He did catch a touchdown pass. And he said, okay, I'll let the other guys try to beat me deep. I'll invert the responsibilities here. And the supporting cast, for the first time all year, didn't really step up. They didn't win as many one-on-one opportunities as they should have won. There were some drop balls. As you said, when Andy, sometimes Andy was inaccurate with his throws when protection was good enough. Other times there were opportunities the protection broke down. It was just one of those games of, as the game progressed, Murphy's Law took bigger and bigger hold.
And taking a look at the running game of the Bengals with Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Brian Leonard, and, of course, Cedric Pierman, that, too, was another place where the Dolphin defense had things bottled up.
Yeah, they really did. And what hurt big time in that game is Bernard Scott was the guy that was really damaging the Dolphins. He had a 29-yard burst in that football game in the early stages of it. It's the longest rush from scrimmage the Bengals have had all year, and it was the longest rush from scrimmage the Dolphins had given up all year. The Dolphins' defense came into the game number one in the NFL, allowing only 2.4 yards a rush and only 53 yards a game on the ground. I mean, they're legit against the run. Bernard Scott was hurting them a little bit, but then unfortunately Bernard Scott, first and goal at the 4-yard line, tears his ACL in a non-contact cut, and that's the end of the season for Bernard Scott. So now Cedric Pierman's going to take on a bigger role, and Brian Leonard's going to be the third down back. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis will be the predominant ball carrier, no question.
As we talk about the Bengals with Dave Lappin, he's the former Bengals offensive lineman, and he's an analyst on the Bengals radio network. We switch it to the defensive side of the ball, and that is where they played well against Miami. And let's talk about that Bengal defense. Who are some of the players who have been standing out there, Dave?
Well, it's been a community effort, but the guys up front, the strength of the defense is the defensive line. Geno Atkins is just a maniac. I mean, he is a guy that's got a motor that runs the entire football game. He's got six quarterback sacks, leads all the interior defensive linemen in the NFL. He's had a sack in four of the Bengals' five games. It's not like he got up against some rookie and had a five-sack day against the guy. He's been consistently productive. Michael Johnson supported him with five sacks outside. So those two guys have been a dynamic combination in terms of pressuring the quarterback. And they do have an eight-man rotation that they'll roll in there with the defensive line and keep people fresh in the fourth quarter. And they're finally starting to get some bodies back in the secondary. That's where they've really had issues in terms of injury. Leon Hall came back after a hamstring problem. Nate Clemens came back after a calf injury. They re-signed Chris Crocker to give some support at the safety position because of injury, and with the back end being solidified a little bit, they've played pretty good football in the last three football games. Honestly, against the Cleveland Browns in the first matchup, that was as poor a tackling job as I've seen out of Mike Zimmer defense since he's been here. They were horrible tackling, and ever since then they've been a lot better in terms of not just trying to hit guys off their feet, but wrapping them up and getting them on the ground.
Well, Dave, that's what I wanted to bring up. Other than playing better and, as you say, tackling better, how do you see the Bengals adjusting what they did in that first game to what they'll do on Sunday against the Browns team that has a more experience now, at least by a few more games, Trent Richardson, and as well as he ran that day, and he ran pretty well against the Giants, and has really been a force where opposing defenses have wanted very little to do with this guy when he comes through the hole.
He's a load. I mean, he's legit, and he also catches the ball effectively. I mean, he had a touchdown reception and a touchdown rush against the Bengals, and he's been, you know, very productive. What he scored in four straight games, isn't he the first Browns rookie to ever do that? So that's a pretty good, you know, history there that he's involved with. I think the bottom line is with him, you have to get more than one guy at the point of attack. You have to gang tackle this guy. I mean, you can't put a teammate out there on the island. He can't be Gilligan with no Marianne and Professor out there on the island. Boy, he's got to get some help and support out there. And I think that's what they have to do is swarm to the football when this guy's got his hands on it, because he is a force to be reckoned with for sure.
And Brandon Wheaton had set a Browns rookie record with his passing yards against the Bengals in that previous game. A guy who continues to make progress, but has also had a couple of plays that I'm sure he wants back on interceptions, but generally speaking seems to be moving in the right direction. And once again, Mike Zimmer, as defensive coordinator of the Bengals, has that additional book on him, right? He's got the first game that they played, and he's got other games to study. How do you see things maybe breaking down this time?
Yeah, I agree with you, Vic. I think it's a deal where, you know, now that you've seen Brandon Wheaton play for a month, and you've seen what he's going to do with his wide receiver core and concepts that are working well and concepts that have carried over for, like, you know, into the third, fourth, and fifth week. Now you have a better understanding of what they're trying to do, how they're trying to attack a little bit. But Brandon Wheaton has thrown the second most passes in the NFL. The only guy that's thrown more passes than him is Drew Brees. You can understand why. He just broke Unitas' record, so... Yeah. I mean, Wheaton's thrown over 40 passes a game. That's a heavy burden for a rookie. Obviously, they've been behind in quite a few games, but I don't know. To me, I would think, I haven't seen every snap like you have, but I would think Coach Childress might be abandoning that running game with Richardson maybe a little bit too soon. And I know that Jay Gruden did that against the Miami Dolphins last week. When Andy Dalton throws the ball 40 more times here in Cincinnati, the Bengals are 0-4. So, to me, I think the team that strikes balance between the run and the pass is the team that's going to have the best opportunity to win the football game.
And that leads me to talking more about the Bengals' offense and the pass protection for Andy Dalton. Obviously, the best friend is having that running game and getting that going. And minus Scott now in that backfield, that is going to be a challenge for the Bengals. The last time these teams met, Dave, as you know, the Browns had 6 sacks, got a lot of pressure on Dalton. How do you see them dealing with the Browns' pass rush this time around and a Browns team that has theoretically now better coverage with Joe Hayden back from his suspension?
Yeah, I think that Joe Hayden is obviously going to be a factor. I mean, I think they'll probably play even a little bit more man than they did the first go around. And Andy Dalton was the first to say after that game that a lot of those sacks were quarterback issues, holding on to the ball too long. You know, he's just got to make a determination to cut it loose and trust his receivers to make some plays on it. DeQuell Jackson had 3 of those quarterback sacks, and plus he had an interception. So if he's a little dicey with that concussion, that could be a major blow. But the pass protection does have to be sound. But as you mentioned, the Miami Dolphins absolutely paid no attention to the Bengals' play-action pass because the Bengals couldn't get any kind of consistency in the running game. So it's almost pointless and fruitless to go to a play-action passing attack based on establishing a ground game when you don't have one. They're going to have to get one established against the Browns, get some running lanes and some creases so play-action passes have some significance to them.
Well, Dave, excellent information, and we appreciate you taking the time with us.
My pleasure, Vic. Anytime, sir.
All right. He is Dave Lapham. He is the analyst for the Bengals Radio Network, former Bengals offensive lineman, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I really need a new car.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, mine's only a 2-seater, and I have 3 kids.
Are you sure that's a good reason?
Pretty sure.
But all the numbers, the decisions, the agony!
Not at Liberty Ford. I get top dollar for my trade-in, and right now I can lease the all-new 2013 Escape for only $249 a month.
Well, that's just too easy!
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey! Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/always open. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Huey's Event Production Services. Huey's Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Huey's can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Huey's, and so should you. So get to Huey's for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Huey's.com.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine, Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. 2 locations, too. East Side, Richmond Town Square. West Side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com, Russo Rosalina.
Let's face it, there are lots of things we can't control. The weather, gas prices, kids. But you can control your electric price. Sign up for price control by First Energy Solutions by October 31st and lock in one low monthly price for the next 7 years. No surprising energy bills, no inflation year after year, just the same service at a locked-in low price. Sign up before October 31st at PriceControlOhio.com. First Energy Solutions is an unregulated affiliate of Ohio Edison, Toledo Edison, and the Illuminating Company.
free tires.
Buy two tires, get two more tires.
For free.
At NTB.
Select name brands.
For passenger cars.
For SUVs.
For light trucks.
Buy two, get two more free with the purchase of alignment and road hazard protection on four tires.
Four tires for the price of two at NTB.
This sale includes select name brands. Brands like Goodyear and Yokohama.
Don't miss this sale.
There is simply no place you can go to buy two tires and get two for free.
No place.
No place. But NTB.
It's incredible.
It's fantastic.
Four tires for the price of two.
That's 50% off.
That's two free tires.
Others may promise, but NTB delivers.
Thousands and thousands of tires on sale.
Four tires for the price of two with installation.
This is a sale you don't want to miss.
And it's available only at NTB.
Because NTB cares.
Cares about saving you money.
See your nearest NTB store today.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we welcome in Renee Harvey, the Browns Vice President of Community Outreach. Renee, this being Breast Cancer Awareness Month and the Browns playing their first October home game against the Bengals Sunday, there's going to be quite a presence of pink there.
There will be, and it's for any of the fans that have been watching the games this previous Sunday, it'll be more the same, but you know, all of our favorites where the players are wearing all of their pink accessories, the coaches, even the referees. So you'll see a lot of pink in terms of field stenciling, goalpost pads, like anything that could possibly turn pink, they did.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And then it's a partnership through the American Cancer Society and the NFL's league-wide campaign, which is called A Crucial Catch. This is the fourth year of that partnership with American Cancer Society. We have a fantastic relationship with them here locally. And so through that organization, we have identified breast cancer survivors who will be part of our pregame festivities. So they'll form the gauntlet for the team.
That's
and then
great.
We also have a commemorative pink flag that they'll be holding as well. So in addition to that, our fans upon entrance will receive a pink ribbon from the Zeta Tau Alpha sorority, and that marks our 10th anniversary with them to help raise awareness. So
wow.
Long before kind of the league-wide initiative, we've always been supporting this cause. So at the end of that game, they will have distributed 250,000 ribbons through our partnership at the home games.
That's phenomenal. And that gauntlet is a very inspirational thing. I think for people, I encourage people to just get there and watch that. If
it
that
is.
Doesn't inspire you, you probably don't have a pulse.
I think you're right. So. No, it's very heartwarming. You're right.
And we had a field dedication to talk about.
Sure. We were very excited to be part of the Lou Groza Field, which is right here in Berea in our backyard. So it was great to be part of that program. We awarded them a $250,000 grant through the NFL Grassroots Program. They've built a beautiful synthetic turf. So the Lou Groza Youth Football League, who's only been in existence for a couple of years, now has a beautiful facility. The local high school will also practice there. So they're going to get a lot of usage out of that facility. Went there yesterday. Doug Deacon came and told his stories about Luke Rosa. But we had seven of our current players come out and host a Gatorade Junior Training Camp clinic after the dedication. So just a beautiful ceremony to celebrate the collaboration between the Berea Local School District as well as City of Berea and the Browns.
And a fantastic thing coming up on Monday night. I'm actually going to be part of this Frosty Rucker's fundraiser at Barley House.
Yes, so he is going to be hosting that again Monday evening from 7 to 10. And it supports his foundation, which is called Frosty's Challenge, and that supports kids in need. So he's made an immediate impact coming here to Cleveland in the community, and this is a great way for us to help support his efforts. So I encourage everyone to come out and join him. He has 100 VIP tickets available that are sold for $50 each, and you can check that out at frostieschallenge.org.
I'm allegedly going to be a celebrity bartender. I'm hoping nobody drinks what I concoct. Okay, great stuff. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Vic.
Yeah, please order beers from me. Make it simple, please. Thank you. All right, back to the Browns official Facebook or soft drinks. The official Facebook and Twitter pages of the Browns. Steven from Twitter wants to know, how much of an impact do you think Joe Haden will have this Sunday? I think he's going to have a huge impact, Steven. I think his absence did one thing. It just reminded us of how important he is to this defense, to the secondary, but to the defense as a whole, to the team as a whole. It's the old saying of you don't really know how much you miss someone until they're not there, and this was probably an example of that. I don't know that folks who follow the Browns took for granted. I know no one within the Browns, no one within this building here in Berea took Joe Haden for granted, but I'm talking about maybe the fan base, maybe even media, just taking for granted a little bit about what he does and what he means to the team. And then you take him out of there and you see how much easier it is for opponents to throw the football and find openings and coverage that weren't there when Joe is there. I think his ability to lock things down gives Dick Geron, as defensive coordinator, more options in what he does in his scheming, especially with the front seven, with the pass rush. And, you know, look at the Bengals. You think of A.J. Green. You think of their ability to hit some big plays, their big play targets. And even though, I mean, I think of that last game in week two, six sacks by the Browns, and essentially they didn't have a whole bunch of huge pass plays in the passing game, but they didn't need many. They got one big one, and that was the difference in a close game. So I think the hope would be that Joe Haden's presence would eliminate something like that. John from Twitter, is Pat Shurmur going to run Trent Richardson more than 17 times, or is he still going to think that Brandon Weeden can win a game? I think the answer is yes to both. I do think, first of all, that Richardson would get a pretty heavy workload against the Bengals. 17, of course, was a number of carries that he had against the Giants last weekend. But I think he will, as with each game, he's showing the capability, the greater capacity to handle more. And probably the hardest thing for a back to deal with as a rookie is picking up the blitz, is knowing and having the feel for that, NFL style. I mean, he did it well at the collegiate level, but it's a different game. We know that in the NFL. Running routes, the releases, all the details that go with that. But even when it comes to the fundamental thing that he does, running the football, and as instinctual as that is, there is still something, there's thinking involved with picking the right hole, with the timing with your blockers and so on and so forth. All those little details that are actually big details, very important, that a guy has to learn and get a feel for. And Richardson steadily does that, thus the confidence in getting him and allowing him to have a greater role. It doesn't mean he's going to be on the field for every single snap and have every single carry. And there will be a role for Chris Obanaya on the field. But you've heard the discussion. We talked about it with Solomon Wilcots and so forth. And you will see more of him for sure. But you will also see others. And, yeah, Brandon Weeden, it's right for Pat Shurmur to think he can win this game and any game. Why not? He's the quarterback. And the better Richardson runs the football, the more. This is not a case of run Richardson more and don't involve Weeden in trying to win a ball game. Are you kidding me? No. They go hand in hand. They work together. They're not in vacuums. Richardson or the running game's production helps make for a better, theoretically, a better passing game. Right? That's how it's supposed to work in football. And I think that's how it's going to work here for a while, for a long time, as long as these two guys are teammates. Matt from Twitter, should the Browns consider signing Terrell Owens, Chad Johnson, or Plaxico Burress? No. This deep into the season, there's a reason none of those three has a job. And the answer is not, well, every team in the league, say, except the Browns, is so set at receiver, they don't need these guys. That's not true either. Every team would always – football teams, NFL teams, constantly seek to upgrade their rosters, constantly. And if there was a feeling among – think about this, 32 teams that have the ability to sign one of those guys to make their team better, to make their receiving corps better – and we're into week six. Tomorrow night, week six begins, Steelers-Titans. And none of those guys has been signed. That tells you something. And it tells you that what they have left or whatever they can bring isn't worth the trouble of just bringing them in as veteran players. You really have to have someone who can contribute. I know I'll hear about, you know, the physical conditioning and all those things. That's great, but what else? The skill set. Is everything working and functioning in ways as receivers for them in ways that they did when they played their best football? And that's the thing. We tend to have that snapshot in our mind of time gone by rather than what the here and now is. Eric from Twitter wants to know, why not start Mo Massaqua and Josh Gordon and then have Travis Benjamin and Josh Norwood in slot positions? Kind of makes sense, doesn't it? I like the idea of Josh Gordon moving into the starting lineup, and I think that time is going to be there for him, or more prominent. But Greg Little's not out of the mix here, even though he didn't have a catch last week. Travis Benjamin still recovering from that hamstring injury. Now you have Norwood hurt, so the two of them aren't in the equation right now. Can they work the slots, though, slot positions, I guess, as you put it? Yes, they can, and I do see them having greater roles as you go forward. Ideally, with everybody healthy, you can mix and match and use a lot of different combinations. You just haven't had a point where all these guys are either healthy or up to speed enough, and we're seeing, I think, much closer with Josh Gordon on that, and I think Travis Benjamin once he's healthy. Want to thank Solomon Wilcots. Want to thank Josh Gordon and Jameer Howerton. Want to thank Dave Lapham and Drew Boatner. Want to thank Renee Harvey and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.